Hachette Audio presents Give Me Liberty, A History of America's Exceptional Idea. Written by Richard Brookhiser. Read by Tony Masano.
To the American people. Give me liberty or give me death. Patrick Henry. Introduction. Nationalism is all the rage. It's true in the world's oldest democracies. Donald Trump has made securing America's borders and protecting its industries top priorities. From this moment on, he said in his 2017 inaugural address, it's going to be America first. Half a year earlier, Britain voted to leave the European Union. It takes sinister forms elsewhere. Narendra Modi conflates Indian nationalism with Hinduism, to the consternation of India's other religions. Vladimir Putin, Viktor Orban, and Recep Tayyip Erdogan invoke nationalism to make their countries one-party states. Xi Jinping invokes it to guarantee his own power for life. Aung San Suu Kyi, winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, invokes it to ethnically cleanse the Muslim minority of Myanmar. Nationalism is a given in human society. It supplies feelings of belonging, identity, and recognition. It binds us to our neighbors, tells us who we are, and makes others notice us. But it takes different forms from country to country and from era to era. The unique feature of America's nationalism is its concern for liberty. We have been securing it, defining it, recovering it, and fighting for it for 400 years. We have been doing it since we were a floundering settlement on a New World river, long before we were a country. We do it now on podiums and battlefields beyond our borders. Our concern for liberty shapes how we live in society and what we know ourselves to be in the order of things, how we relate to each other, and what God has made us. Americans are free and equal men and women, marked for liberty at birth. Ignorance and vice may obscure and sometimes even steal our birthright, but we work, stolidly or heroically, to reclaim it. American liberty is liberty of the person. If liberty is applied to collections of persons, its meaning changes. When a country liberates itself from a colonial or imperial overlord, as dozens have since we did, it wins independence. When the machinery of the state liberates itself from incompetence or customary restraints, it may achieve efficiency or despotism. When a mob...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?